This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Read about it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more.
Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
All right, buy or sell time. And on Monday, we do the Stock Watch edition of the teams that we follow. And we'll soon be adding the Denver Nuggets and the Colorado Avalanche to this, Mike. So an easy job, just got a little bit more difficult.
And I have FUBU. FUBU? No.
No.
I have FUBO TV.
Okay.
And I believe I can watch the Avs now.
There you go. All right. Stock watch. Bears win in overtime. It's got to be up, right? Stock's got to be up. Stock was up last week, and it's still up for the UNC Bears.
I believe stock remains the same.
Oh, you're just saying the same. The win didn't increase the value a little bit?
I thought they would win, and I thought they would win
you
by
just didn't,
more.
You didn't like the overtime. Got a little sketchy there. I mean, they did take the Houston Christian did take the lead. They scored first in overtime. They got the field goal. But Hank Gibbs punched it in this time. We're going to talk to Hank Gibbs on Wednesday's show. So I'm very much looking forward to that. So stock's staying the same for you. I'm going to say it's a win. Or it's a win. It's a win. I'm going to say it's gone up here a little bit. That's how I feel about it. Because the Bears, even their record for the first time since 2022. It's been a little while since they've had like an even record. And then, of course, all hell broke loose. But got it done. So I'm going to say stock's up a little bit.
Stock will be up at... I expect them to win this next game, but stock will be up
Idaho State
if they actually do.
They got Idaho State. Big Sky play starts?
Yeah.
All right. Let's saddle up.
And I do have them going 3-2, and I think I have them going 4-2.
That would be amazing if they could do that.
That's before their schedule gets really hard.
The Air Force Falcons lost over the weekend to the Boise State Broncos. I like the offense, man. They're moving the ball. They're exciting, but they lost 49-37. Still, many believe the Broncos are the favorite in the Mountain West. So where's the stock for the Air Force Falcons? After it was down, after losing to Utah State the week prior.
I mean, if Boise State is your favorite. Yeah.
Well, they're the favorite to win the Mountain West.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed that. I mean, UNLV came back and won a game that they should have won, but...
Yeah.
So Air Force stock is down?
It remains the same.
And I'm saying stock's actually a little up for the Falcons.
You expected them to get blown out.
Well, the spread was 11.5, and they did not cover that, but they've got an offense now that can kind of keep up with teams. I mean, Zarka was 13 of 18 for 246 yards passing, Mike, and 2 touchdowns. How often do you see an Air Force quarterback throw the ball, first off, 18 times, but also throw for almost 250 and a touchdown? You just don't see it. So, and plus, they're still running the ball like crazy. And
yeah, you don't see a lot of air in Air Force.
They ran for 269 yards and 3 touchdowns. So now they're adding the pass attack to it. So I'm saying the stock is up. Defensively, almost 50 burger by the Broncos. Yikes. But I'm going to go Falcons stock is up a little bit. How about the Wyoming Cowboys? They showed signs of life in the second half. The offense was moving the ball, made it interesting for the Buffs, but was that enough? I mean, Stock, I said, was slightly up last week because of their defense, even though they ended up getting beat 31-6 by Utah. Utah looked bad against, was it Texas Tech? They didn't look good.
Texas Tech. Legit. Texas Tech looks good. Tech and Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Some good stuff.
Those were the surprises.
Cowboys stock. You buying a little bit or selling a little bit? Is it up? Is it down?
I think it's down a little bit. Some of those decisions in the fourth quarter rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, I didn't like how they just kind of gave up. With 7 minutes to go, it just seemed like they were done. I like Caden Salter. I still don't buy that CU is a good team, so I'm going to say stock went down. Because I picked Wyoming to beat CU. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That was a bad call.
Shut up. the Buffs stock up or down after people say I'm mean to you. I don't see where they're getting that from.
I thought that was funny.
Buff stock up or down?
I think the stock is a little down.
I think it's a little down because they were smoking them and then they kind of just pulled the foot off the gas a little bit. And you don't like
so
to
did
see
Wyoming.
That. But you also have now, like you got BYU coming up. It's not going to get easier for them. You know, you got BYU this weekend in Boulder. BYU's they cracked the top 25, and then you got TCU also cracked the top 25. They're at 24, and then Iowa State's at 14. This is a tough spot for the Colorado Buffalo, so they really needed a win. But I'm gonna say stock's a little down on the Buffs.
I'm gonna go with stock a little down on the Buffs too. They should have won by more, especially with that fourth quarter give up by the Wyoming. Yeah, not great football this weekend for the state of Colorado.
No, and that brings us over to Canvas. That brings us over to Fort Collins. The CSU Rams, I think stock is pretty far down, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I predicted them to lose anyway, but
I did too.
I thought the CU-Wyoming game would be sloppy and stupid, but really,
this game
was
boring.
The CSU that it just got really dumb.
It was a bad game.
Football.
So many penalties, just an ungodly amount of penalties, Mike. And I was in the snooze fest. I was regretting coming. I mean, again, I appreciate being a media member and going to these games. It's an honor to go there, and their crew, they do such a great job and treating the media members right and all that stuff. But Mike, this was a sloppy football game. The Rams were penalized 9 times for 80 yards. UTSA was penalized 9 times for 80 yards. The Rams were penalized 11 times for 115.
Sounds like the Broncos.
More than that.
Not 150.
It was a bad game. Defensively, CSU, I mean, we thought this was going to be a shootout. Both of these teams have been... Well, UTSA anyway.
I mean, they were shooting out penalty-wise.
It was bad. And then you replace Braden Fowler-Nicolosi to start that fourth quarter. And that was, you know, well, actually not to start the fourth quarter. It was the second possession of the fourth quarter. Strangely enough, you go down and you score a touchdown. I mean, it was bad by BFN. He has completely lost his way as far as a quarterback in this offense. Yeah, stock's down. Stock's down.
Yeah, that I said earlier on the show it felt like two losses. Stock is way down. Not buying from them this year.
No.
And I think this year is going to be worse.
This is the least optimistic I've
thought before.
This is the least optimistic I've been around the Rams since the Addazio stuff. I mean, this is the first year with Addazio, wasn't that COVID? So you kind of just throw that out the window. Second year, you're like, we'll see. And then it just kind of got worse as it went along. First year with Norvell, optimism at an all-time high. Second year was maybe not an all-time high, but pretty high. Second year was okay, let's see. Clay Millen doesn't look great. Oh, BFN in the Rocky Mountain Showdown. That was exciting. So optimism kind of goes back up. Last year, I was higher on this team because I knew what the schedule looked like for CSU, and I had a feeling they were going to turn the corner. I felt like they were an average to good team going up against a bunch of bad to average teams, and they took advantage of it. Right now, Mike, I have a hard time seeing CSU winning more than 4 games.
This is how you played after your bye week.
After your bye week, and you have BFN in a quarterback competition, and you think it's going to be a short leash, and it wasn't. I mean, here's what it looks like, Mike. They should beat Washington State. They are favored in that game. Washington State is bad, but they should. Let's just be generous here. They should. That would give you 2 wins. Then you go up against San Diego State, who lost to Washington State 36-13, but then beat Cal 34-0.
Yeah, it's Cal.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
They're at San Diego State. Is that a win for CSU? If they beat Washington State, they should be able to beat San Diego State.
I don't know if they even beat Washington State. Now, okay. Throw the Washington game out the window. Just ignore that.
Washington State
is a rivalry game. Whatever happened. Let's say that the 59-10 game just happened.
The North Texas game.
I still wonder if CSU beats Washington State.
Maybe not.
And by the way, Washington State just replaced their quarterback. He did play well.
I didn't watch that game. Was Washington State? I mean, it was 59-24. Was it more competitive than that score?
It was kind of like with CSU.
Really?
In the first half, they played more competitive. And then finally in the fourth quarter, Washington said, we are bigger and better than you.
All right, so let's be jerks about it. They lose to Washington State. Do they beat San Diego State? I mean, that's the one to get.
They should beat San Diego.
On the road?
Home or away?
It's on the road. Maybe some time away will be good.
Yeah, I think they could take that one.
You got 2. Then you're home against Fresno State. Mm-mm.
I think the 2 that they can win, probably not Washington.
Well, let's just keep going down it. Fresno State, no. Hawaii is better. They're not going to beat Hawaii. Hawaii and Fresno State battled it out. Hawaii they needed a 2-point conversion, didn't get it. Do they beat Wyoming? Does CSU beat Wyoming?
No. CSU doesn't have an offense. Wyoming has a defense.
Today we say this. This is where we are today. Do they beat UNLV? No.
No.
Do they beat New Mexico?
New Mexico is not what they used to be.
They're not. I mean, this isn't a bad team. I mean, they beat UCLA 35-10.
Now, UCLA is not a football team anymore.
But they were in a game against Michigan. It wasn't that big of a blowout. It was 34-17. I mean, right now, Mike, since we're down on the Rams, how many wins are left? I mean, this schedule is much different than it was last year. The only game you look at, and again, this all changes as we go here, but it's looking like, I mean, it's not going to be 3-win season, is it? Is it? The Rams only win 3 games this year?
I think if you're a diehard Rams fan, you are praying right now.
I think so.
Well, if you're a diehard Rams fan, like I'm a diehard Broncos fan, you're super optimistic. But like if you're not an optimistic person about your football team like I am, you're praying.
Let's read some texts. East said, Chris, Micah has FUBO. Does he have to pay extra for the Nuggets? You won't watch basketball.
Basketball's not my thing. Yeah, I do have FUBO. I thought I saw that I have altitude.
Well, then you would be able to watch the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Aaron says, I believe to start the fourth quarter, they said there were more penalties than points for CSU and UTSA. Yeah. Yep. And that's how bad it was.
I can't wait for the CSU Wyoming game. If you think the CSU this last game, if you think that was bad, I think CSU Wyoming is going to be like the early
like
iteration of the NFL where they tied a lot, where it was like 0-0.
Is Jay Norvell coaching in that game? That's October 25th.
Yes.
Yeah. Big Hub
why
says,
fire in that early?
I don't know. Well, I mean, you'd have at that point, after the Wyoming game. Well, if you do, I guess you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games left.
If he loses the Wyoming game, I can see them firing him. But not in October. Unless, again, like I've said before, unless there are some shenanigans going on in the locker room. But I don't, under a Norvell leadership, I don't
see shenanigans. I don't know, Mike. Tory Horton puts out a congratulations. Tory Horton, by the way, had a great game. He had a punt return for a touchdown and a reception for a touchdown. Torton put out a congratulatory tweet to Jackson Brissot. You know, kind of just like, get it done, man. Keep it going. His quarterback was BFN for a better part of 2 years. And he's going with Jackson Brissot. Like, again, it's a congratulatory tweet. But if he and BFN were thick as thieves, which they appeared to be in that video that Romy Bean put out there, bad timing of when they put it out there, but it would lead me to believe, just conspiracy theory here, that the team was ready for Jackson Brissot a lot earlier than Jay Norvell, perhaps, was ready for Jackson Brissot.
I'm guessing he's more of a CSU overall than quarterback overall. I guess.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to look for it.
You're willing to sacrifice your friend over it.
Yeah. Maybe so. Maybe I'm looking into it too much. Just an observation. But he put that out and, you know, hooking up his guy. I don't know, man. Big Hub says you can't say should beat anyone because they should have beat UTSA. Well, they were dogs against UTSA. Maybe that's a problem. Isai Chris says FanDuel has CSU at -4.5, buy or sell. Well, picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. Where are you going?
-4.5 wins
CSU
on season?
Against Washington State. They are for you, Mike, they are favored to win by 5 or more points.
Okay.
So you would say no. You would say you're selling that.
I'm still on the fence about it because of Washington State's new quarterback. Now, Washington doesn't have a great defense from what I've seen, so I think Ohio State's going to blow them out. But
is that who they play this weekend? Or who? Ohio State?
Ohio State's going to blow out Washington.
Oh, Washington. Washington.
Yeah, I think all the fans in Seattle are going to be very, very sad.
Yeah,
I think
you're right. It's probably going to be bad.
Yeah, Ohio State's just really talented.
Probably
going
to win
it again. You never know any given Saturday.
Yeah, any given Saturday, especially on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
So,
I think it. This could go either way. I'm not impressed with what CSU is doing. I'm not impressed with the decision making.
I'm not either.
I think if CSU loses, they're going to lose because they beat themselves and not because of the talent on Washington State.
Which they had a lot of penalties. That's usually the mark of just coaching that doesn't have it right. And that's unfortunate because there was so much excitement when Jay Norvell got to town. And here we are into season 4, and the hot seat talk has never been more prevalent than what it is right now. Broncos, be honest. The stock is up or down. Be honest. They just lost. They've lost 2 in a row, 2 on the road. Stock is down.
Look, they beat themselves.
Then stock is down.
They beat themselves. The stock remains the same?
No.
Because you know you could they were better than these three teams.
They made
mistakes that they.
The show
look, San
is
Diego's
about
good.
Bringing the logic. It's the Los Angeles Chargers, Mike.
I keep calling them San Diego because they belong in San Diego.
This show is about logic, Mike, and one of the challenges of the show now is to be able to try to get you to talk about the Broncos with some logic. And today, penalties, quarterback overthrows, not running the ball, defensively inside linebacker position.
That's the one true
Riley
worry
Moss.
I have.
Riley Moss hasn't looked like a number two corner.
He'll be fine.
Okay. They'll run the ball?
Okay, you have to run the ball.
Bo Nix will hit on those deep targets.
Yeah, he's got to work on that, definitely.
Middle linebacker will be fine with Dre Greenlaw still out. And looks like he's going to be out for 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you could scheme around that. there's some homerism going through. But
deep.
Ultimately, look, the way they lost deep. Was they beat themselves. If you're beating yourselves, you can overcome that. If the other teams are beating you, the other teams are better than you, that's where the stock starts falling.
Well, stock will go at an all-time low if they lose to Cincinnati on Monday. And even you can admit that on Tuesday's show.
Yeah, you can't be losing to Cincinnati.
Can we play the shame thing for you if the Broncos lose to Cincinnati on Monday?
No, that's not this show.
Well, yeah, but we can still do it.
Not on this show.
We can. Nobody can stop
but
us.
It just doesn't belong.
Well, as we wrap up this weekend, do you feel good about? I mean, I know you're optimistic about the Bears, but your optimism is about like five wins, six maybe. It just feels like we're in for something bad this year. I said it in the offseason that it could be a rough year for regional football. Now, I'm still optimistic the Broncos will turn it around. Like, if you ask me who I think is going to turn this thing around, like, Wyoming is good defensively, but I just don't know. Air Force, again, offense. If you could merge Air Force and Wyoming undefeated, you'd have
in
a...
In this conference.
Yeah.
You put them up against Texas Tech, Indiana. Oh, my God.
Give Air Force the offense that they have with Wyoming's defense, and they'll beat Washington.
With Washington's defense...
Yeah,
it's possible.
So let's merge them together and then make something of this. I don't think CSU is going to turn it around. I don't think CU is that good.
No.
Not for where they are in the Big 12. If they were in the Mountain West,
they would be the second or third best team.
Second or third best team, yeah. They're not going to be there at the end this year in the Big 12.
Maybe they should renegotiate and go to the Mountain West.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be the Pac-12. They should go back to the Pac-12.
Sorry, the
Pac-12. They would run the Pac-12. They would be your feature team.
Really, it's Oregon State should be the one who makes all the decisions. They were an original member, not Washington State. They joined later. Oregon State should be the one making the decision.
Eastside Chris says Broncos -7.5. I'm buying if Micah wants a burrito next Monday. So if the Broncos win by 8 points or more, Mike, he said Chris said he would buy you a burrito.
Either way, I think you should buy me a burrito.
Yeah. 28 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Shout out to Renaissance Insurance Group. Renaissance Insurance Group is a fiercely independent insurance brokerage with a regional presence. Ryan Hicks is the regional presence right there. Give him a call if you're in the market for risk management, commercial, personal insurance needs, or farming operations. Call 970-674-8825. That's 970-674-8825. 29 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Is this the year the UNC Bears turn it around? Find the Football 52 podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
I know it's a freak out time with the Broncos. I'm having a hard time freaking out. I don't like the way these games have finished, obviously. The last 2 weeks, they have been in the lead in the fourth quarter, and then they suddenly lose the game, even though they were in the lead 100% of the time. As soon as time expires, a ball goes through the uprights, and the game is over. And that's frustrating. But I still feel like, last year sets us up for some, I don't know, we get a little too optimistic. A little too, your expectations are a little too high. Now, can things be better? Can Sean Payton be better? Yes. For crying out loud, I don't want to say it again after Monday night. Run the damn ball. I'm tired of it, Mike. Like, it's not that hard. You went and got a good free agent in J.K. Dobbins. We barely get to see if R.J. Harvey has anything. I just don't want to get to October 26th or whatever, and we still are going, is R.J. Harvey any good?
Run the ball. Run the ball.
I don't, like, what are we doing? You want to get to the end of the year and not know what you have in a rookie running back? They did the same thing with Audric Estime. Is that where R.J. Harvey is? This is why I hesitated when I heard about, when I knew the Broncos were drafting R.J. Harvey. It's like, okay, well, they're giving up on Audric Estime pretty quickly. And I know Estime was a fifth rounder and R.J.'s a second rounder, but that should even be more. We should be seeing more of R.J. Harvey at this stage. So that bothers me. Undisciplined football. Adam Trautman. Injuries. Bo Nix missing. And then Sean Payton's response, talking about, was he talking about overcoming the penalties and just some of the dumb things? Here's Sean Payton.
Yeah, some of them, we'll look at on film. I think there was really one behavior, and the rest were either technique or, but we got to be able to align correctly. If we get a team to punt, and then we're in the neutral zone, or line up offensively and have a big play, and we're in the neutral zone like that. That needs to be cleaned up fast.
By cutting someone? Adam Trautman? Is he a Bronco next week?
He's a Bronco.
Hufanga was the one he talked about with the mental. I thought, I'm not changing any way that anything about that guy's style of play. Talanoa Hufanga is a sneaky favorite player of mine. Watching him, he was all over the field.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome.
A little aggressive.
Gotta tell him, be fierce, but rein it down once the play ends.
Controlled chaos is what we must have from Hufanga.
Like me.
Nick Bonito had 2 sacks. He's got 3 to start the season.
So far, I don't want to jinx him, but so far he hasn't succumbed to the contract curse.
I'd say he's playing pretty good football. That sack he had on Herbert where he just bowled over the left tackle was a brilliant play. Just sheer will power. Was that Joe Alt? He's a pretty damn good left tackle. Bonito made him look like the worst version of Garrett Bowles.
Yeah, I believe that video is going to the Denver Museum of History and Science or whatever it's called, and they're just going to have a Nick Bonito display.
I'm still optimistic about this team. I thought they'd be 2-1. I think the Colts are good. That's not an excuse, though, for where you want the Broncos to be, right? You want them to beat good teams, and they were right there in 2 games. Yeah, Hub, we hit that earlier, my friend. BFN, not starting yet. Jackson Brissell, we snapped that news around 11:50-ish. So Jackson Brissell starting for CSU. No, you go up against the Chargers team that I think will absolutely be there. I mean, right now, when you look at the rest of the NFL, the rest of the AFC, obviously you're going Buffalo. Who's next? Baltimore? Then? Today? Chargers? Maybe the Colts? I mean, and you lost to 2 of those teams. That's not an excuse for where you want to be because you want to beat those teams. But you got to get better. And the sophomore slump certainly has hit Bo Nix. You just hope that it's a three-game thing rather than a full-season thing.
Now, just remember, he wasn't great in those first three games.
Maybe he's a late starter.
And then he started playing well in that fourth game. So maybe it's just like last year.
Get a confidence booster.
I gotta play a fourth game to start playing like my Nick self.
Yeah, go up against the Bengals and just destroy them like Minnesota did. Because Jake Browning was bad. I would like to see the Broncos have a game like what Minnesota did. And Carson Wentz. Pretty good for Minnesota. 39 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to The Whole Show on KFK.
All right, sports fans, you've heard about them. I've been talking about them. Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. It's not just for sports fans. It's for the nerds, you know, like, oh, over there. Oh, Michael. You got Legos. You got Funko Pops. Those things are...
They're very, very popular.
They're extremely popular, man. People love those things.
I have several of them.
And you can get them at Diamond Valley Collectibles. Also sports cards, sports memorabilia. Just moved a couple of months ago, and I have my little home office and everything, and I love decking it out, so I got to get over. I was there as a, you know, I was working, you know, talking to the fellas over there and taking some pictures, but I got to get over there and see if something might make sense for my collection. Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. They got everything. I love it.
I'm just hoping that they get in one of those Lego Star Trek sets, mm-hmm. because... I'm very excited for that to come.
I'm sorry. Couldn't hear you. Well, why don't you call them and ask? Did you call them and ask?
Well, I don't think they have it yet. It hasn't come out yet.
Have you called them? Check them out online. DiamondValleyCollectibles.com. Send them an email. Send them a call. You can send them a call.
And
say,
hey,
hello. And then they'll say, yeah, hello, little boy. What are you in for? What do you like? What would you need? And then you can tell them. And they'll say, it's our dream. Maybe Santa will bring that to you.
I'll have my secretary call him. Tanner?
Diamond Valley Collectibles. Go by. Tell them I sent you. You're a sports fan. You know, most of you guys listening, you got some kind of man cave. Maybe it's not a giant man cave, but it's something. And you want to deck it out. You want the best stuff. Talk to them. They'll get their hands on it. If they don't have something that you're interested in, they'll find a way to do it. 46 minutes after the hour. Here's the thing, Mike. I don't think Sean Payton called a bad game. I liked the aggressive nature. I loved the play before halftime. I mean, that play changed the game going into halftime. A fake to J.K. Dobbins. And you had Garrett Bowles lined up on a different side of the formation. He's on the right side. And then Bo found Cortland Sutton for a 52-yard bomb. For the touchdown that changed this game. This felt like it was 17-0 at half, and then instead it was 10-7 at the half. So Sean's got it, man. And the other deep plays he was drawing up, they worked. Bo's just not hitting them. I thought Cortland Sutton looked spectacular. Nick Bonito looked spectacular. And as much as I'm giving like Alex Singleton crap in coverage, he's been all over the field. So, I mean, he has made some plays. You got to run the ball. A lot of that's about R.J. Harvey. Adam Trautman. That's a weird one. He had more offensive penalties than he did catches on Sunday. That's a problem. That's a big problem. So, that's kind of where we are with this team. I like Sean Payton. I like what he's doing. I like Bo Nix. I need to see him go from average good to... start to move that needle well over to the good side.
You know, the problem, and you mentioned the potential of cutting Adam Trautman. The problem with cutting Trautman is you have to go fishing for a new tight end. And can you find one better than Trautman? Well, quite possible.
You proud of that?
Proud of what?
Proud of what you did.
What did I do?
48 minutes after the hour. What did we learn? If anything, coming up next, it's The Whole Show powered by Chevron.
Fall is nearly here, and that means football is on KFKA. Preps, college, pros, and the Broncos. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this Monday? I learned there is an official quarterback change for Colorado State. They're going with Jackson Brissot, at least against Washington State. We'll see how long that lasts. We learned that the Broncos are pretty good. Just don't know how to win. They've led all the way in these fourth quarters so far. Just can't close it. And we learned that the Buffs have their guy, if he can be the leader that they need. On the field, pretty damn good, I think. I don't know if it's going to be enough in these next three games. Michael, what did you learn today?
I learned that you're not panicking over the Broncos.
Not yet.
Kind of like me.
Yeah. Well, you never do. They could be 0 in a million, and you'd be like, oh, they're going to win tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. Also, I learned that breaking news. Look, yes. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't like where the state of football, what the state of football is in Colorado.
Nikola Jokic, please save us.
No bueno.
Nathan MacKinnon, Nikola Jokic, mainly Nikola Jokic, save us.
Now the Broncos will win the Super Bowl.
Ah, speaking of Super Bowl, Monday Night Football's on KFKA tonight. The Lamar Ravens, or the Baltimore Ravens. Freudian slip? I think not. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.